Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this Tuesday, September 22nd. I'm Aaron Hendel. Members of a union representing about 22,000 Los Angeles City employees have approved a proposed four-year labor contract with the city. The coalition of LA City unions just held a news conference to announce the deal. It still requires final approval from the city council. Contracts covering coalition unions expired in June of last year. The new contract will end in June 2018. The city of Los Angeles is facing a homeless situation so severe it is now considered a state of emergency. Nick Ring brings us more.
The city of LA is proposing $100 million toward the homeless situation. There are currently more than 20,000 homeless people in Los Angeles, with a large amount living on the streets. Mayor Eric Garcetti spoke this morning about the proposal.
This Board of Supervisors is more focused on this issue than perhaps any board in our history.
The Garcetti administration released a proposal late on Monday that would free up $13 million in tax revenues to go towards the short-term housing. Other funds will be used for building long-term homes and expanding spaces in overnight shelters. Following Garcetti's declaration of a state of emergency, the motion was brought to City Council for further discussion. Nick Ring, Annenberg Radio News.
Drastic changes could be coming to Los Angeles schools in the next few years. Gary Baker brings us this story.
Los Angeles can more than double charter school enrollment in the next few years. The Los Angeles Times revealed yesterday classified documents detailing a $490 million proposal listing how to expand the number of charter schools. Howard Bloom is the reporter from the LA Times who broke the story.
This plan is an idea to put the regular expansion on steroids, in effect, and really ramp up in a way even more than anticipated.
LA Unified School District already has almost 300 charter schools. This plan will increase that number exponentially. Charter schools are publicly funded but privately run establishments. Not everyone is in favor of that particular style of education.
Critics say they focus on students that are less expensive to educate and easier to educate. And when you take those students out of traditional schools, you are left behind with students who are more expensive to educate.
The documents that were revealed named the Broad Foundation and many other financial supporters that might help fund the program. They aim to collect funds to create 130,000 charter school seats by 2023. Gray Baker, Annenberg Radio News.
Residents are returning to their homes following evacuations due to two major fires that killed five people in Northern California. The Valley Fire and the Butte Fire are the third and seventh most damaging fires in state history, respectively. The fires destroyed more than 1,000 homes, burning through roughly 229 square miles. The fires are now 75 to 80% contained. A smaller fire, the Tassajara Fire, broke out over the weekend, killing one person. California remains in a historic drought, but as Sarah Cagle reports, the Water District is developing a plan to produce more drinking water locally.
Southern California could develop one of the largest recycled water programs in the world. The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California met with officials from LA County sanitation districts on Monday about developing such a plan. The program would purify and reuse enough water to serve more than 300,000 homes a year. Officials say similar projects have cost about $1 billion. The plan would help the region increase local water supplies. It would also help meet the mayor's demands to import less water during the drought. The Orange County Water District already purifies sewage for groundwater replenishment, which results in water that is cleaner than many bottled waters. The MWD hopes their plant will produce 150 million gallons a day in the next 10 years. The MWD will hear a full presentation today. If the board approves, they could begin a demonstration phase in 20 months. Sarah Cagle, Annenberg Radio News.
The Jewish holiday Yom Kippur begins tonight at sundown. Yom Kippur is often translated to repentance, return, and change, and involves fasting and attending synagogue services. The observance ends tomorrow at sundown, concluding the High Holy Days, which is the 10-day period between Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Aaron Hendel. Thank you.
We'll be right back.